we've got beef cattle, and probably the only reason, I shouldn't say I like raising cattle, but you've got 40 acres of pasture here that's really too steep, you can't plow it, so what are you going to do? You don't want it to grow up. I mean, a lot of people letting it grow, you know, you see, this used to be all cleared, and, you know, think about it, I'm not just going out 79 from to Union School, all those farms, there used to be a farm every half a mile, you know, and they were like this, it's all cleared and farmed, and now they're just growing up, you know. You think, man, those guys that sweated and toiled for years to clear them, probably turn over in the grave, was like this part of progress. So I think, you know, we're going to still see cattle country here, or some sheep, like Karen, I have some sheep down there. We just can't let them run up here, and kids like to show them, and I'm kept them, so hoping my grandkids want to show some, and that's the reason I kept them. But if we'd left them up here, the coyote, you know, we have coyotes, we didn't have coyotes back then, so that's changed too. I guess my only hope is that in 50 years it still looks like this, and it's not, and you know, I promised my dad we wouldn't sell anything off and wouldn't build anything on it, and Jesse's done the same thing. We just, and my clump shot's the same way, you know, that's the only reason we bought that. Between the two of us, we bought that 90 acres. It's all woods, but we didn't want somebody building a house up there and have, you know, kind of selfish than they do, but we wanted to kind of maintain what it is and just keep the serenity of the land. Like, we're the stewards of it, so we got to take care of it.